Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle. Today, I'm going to talk about the three key things that you are likely to not be doing properly, which are ultimately damaging your health. Please click on the subscribe button below and share this content with anyone that you think will find it helpful. And now I can get on with the rest of the episode. So the three things that I've learned over the years of practicing healthcare with people is that we are very much invested in the fact that if something goes wrong or if we want to improve our health, we have to buy something. We have to order some supplements, we need to go to the gym, we need to spend money. Now, these three things are free. They are also so quintessentially important to your health and well-being that if you're not doing them, any other practices that you're doing will not be as effective as they could be. So what are they? Well, I like to call it the ABC of health. A for alignment, B for breath, and C for circulation. And we're going to talk about them in this episode one by one. Now, alignment is something which over the years I have noticed is one of the biggest problems with our healthcare system, because we are not really as aligned into the natural frequencies of the world as we used to be. So much so that I've actually dedicated an entire episode to this concept. How often do we use our diaries to diary when we're going to sleep and when we're waking up? Is anybody even doing that? And if you are one of the rare people that say, oh, no, actually, I do that, then do you change that time according to the seasons? Do you go to bed earlier in the winter and wake up later? Do you go to bed later in the summer and wake up earlier? Do you give yourself more waking time in the daylight hours than in the winter time when there's more darkness? Is this happening? And the chances are it's not. Are you, for example, eating seasonally as much as you could? Are you eating strawberries right now when I'm recording this episode, which is in late autumn? Are you eating food from the fridge, from the chiller cabinet in any takeout places if you've been caught short and you need to get some lunch? Are you drinking water that's been chilled in a fridge before you start to drink it? These are simple things that we tend to do as a day-to-day habit because it's how we live. And yet the reality is that we're not designed to live like that at all. We are designed to live with the seasons. We're designed to live with the rhythm of nature. And believe it or not, whilst we have four seasons, there's more to it than that. There are actually 24 seasonal nodes so that we should be accommodating the shifts in the energy patterns in the world outside and aligning ourselves to them every 2 weeks. Now, there's too much to go into 24 seasonal nodes in a podcast. I think I'd bore everyone's senses if I started. But the basic principles, which I will talk about in this episode, are making sure, number one, that you are journaling and diarying your self-care so that you are using some kind of aid, whether it's your phone or whether it's a book by your bedside table, to write down when you're going to bed, when you're waking up, when you are eating, and when you are exercising. Because these are the most important things that we need to do. And if we don't do them, then the chances are they will fall by the wayside on the days when you need it the most. If we don't journal these things and we don't put them into our diaries, they will fall by the wayside when life gets busy. And life will get busy. So one of the most important things to do is to try as best you can to make sure that you are getting your exercise in, your sleep patterns in, and your food in at roughly the same time every day. Another really important thing is that when the daylight hours start to shrink, that we start to move our exercise more towards midday. Anybody that, say, does vigorous exercise will be aware that it's not a great idea to, say, go running in the middle of the day in the height of summer. It's much, much better to go earlier in the morning when the daylight is soft and the sun exposure is soft and that the heat is much less. When we get to the winter, however, it's the opposite. We want to start taking our exercise more and more into the maximum yang of the day. And the maximum yang, which is the daylight, weakens as we go further and further and further into the winter solstice. So in an ideal world, you want to start moving your exercise time in the winter from first thing in the morning, more towards slightly later in the morning and more towards lunchtime. And really what we need to be doing at this time of year is really focusing on our yin practices. And yin practices, interestingly, is internal alignment, which is really thinking about our inner world. We've now got Netflix and we've got all sorts of entertainment distractions. We don't tend to use those quiet times in those long, dark evenings to reflect inwards. We tend to just carry on as we were always doing, which is going out, seeing our friends, coming back, having a night in, watching the telly and going to bed at the same time that we always do. And that is a typical example of the lack of alignment. So really what we should be doing is following the seasons, at least if nothing else, follow the daylight hours when the clocks go forwards and back. That is a sure pivot point within our calendars to make sure that we are aligning ourselves just a little bit more to what's going on in the daylight hours and what's going on in the darkness. The next thing that we need to think about is breath. If you don't breathe correctly, you are really missing out on the easiest and simplest health hack there is. Because the Taoist masters will always say that breathing is the number one energy input into your body. It is more powerful than food. It is more powerful than water. It's more powerful than supplements. And if you're not getting your breathing right, you're wasting your money if you're trying to buy health foods and supplements and spending things on therapists and all the rest of it. Get the breathing into place first and then allow everything to come in behind it. It's a really, really simple technique. So I will always try and keep things simple. So the breathing technique that I always talk about is the lingering breath. Have your feet planted on the floor. Take your hands to your lower belly. The reason why we do this is we take your awareness down to where you feel the gentle pressure of your hands, okay? So that gentle pressure is just a cue for your mind to just be aware of that pressure. Now, where the energy flows is where the awareness goes. So the awareness has gone down there, which means the energy follows. And where the energy flows, the blood will follow. So the idea is that it's awareness first, then energy, and then the physical body, because that's the order as to how things manifest themselves. So take your awareness down there and things are going to move down. The reason we go there is because it's called the lower dantian, which is a lower energy center of the body, which ultimately is going to give you a nice centered sensation, as opposed to being up buzzing around in our heads. Now, what we then do is you can close your eyes, smile on your lips like a gentle Mona Lisa smile, which is just bringing in a gentle sensation of peace and equanimity. Because often otherwise we're trapped in a stress cycle and in a negative narrative. We just want to gently override that with a smile. And now all you're going to do is you're going to just gently breathe in, lingering at the top of the breath, and gently breathe out and linger at the bottom of the breath. Just keep your attention on your hands. And gently repeat the breath slowly as I talk. You don't have to align into me, but you're just taking in a gentle, slow breath. And then you just linger. And then you gently breathe out and you linger. If you wish, you can just sway gently from side to side. Swaying gently is a very easy way to just get out of the mind and into the body. Body will store trauma in all of its tissues. And often we find a bit of a block from sitting peacefully because we've got too much agitated energy. So just a gentle sway just starts to get that breath moving into the body, just gently breathing. Keep with the breath whilst we're doing this simple exercise. So just keep with your hands and the sway and the smile and the slowness of the breath. And just be aware that there are hundreds and hundreds of breathing exercises that we can dip into and we can extend our breathing repertoire. But before we do that, the ABC is just getting the basics right. So just allowing yourself to feel how calm and peaceful and how we can just give ourselves a little bit of a circuit break through our busy lives just by tapping into our breath and just allowing that lovely relaxed yet energized sensation that we receive from just giving ourselves this little slow breath. Now, if you wish, we can just add a little bit more. To the listeners who've seen me do this breath over and over again, it's always a tricky one with these things because it's like, when do you start to go deeper? So another little simple thing you can do is add in sounds. Okay, so the first sound is a sigh. Ha! Okay, so just when you're next ready to breathe out, you can make it a little bit more dynamic now. I'm still gently rocking from side to side, and I'm still slightly smiling, but what I'm going to do next time is go, ah. Now, the sigh is a really useful exercise. So next time you do the exhale, just sigh it out when you're home and maybe slump the shoulders. And, okay. Don't asphyxiate yourself. If you're starting to feel like a bit lightheaded, just go back to the slow breath, okay? But just try the sigh. Another simple breathing out technique, which is also fantastic, is what I call the FR breath. And with that exercise, what you're doing is you're elongating the exhale. Now, by elongating the exhale, you're going more into the parasympathetic nervous system, which is deeper relaxation to the body. It's also a very, very good way to excrete toxicity out of the body via the breath. Because rather than just the sort of shallow bellows of unconscious breathing where we're not really thinking about it, and trust me, you don't want to think about your breath all the time, you go mad. You're breathing about up to 40,000 times a day. So if you were constantly thinking about it, you would literally... like you could never cope. So the idea, though, is what we're doing here, rather than this shallow breath, which is what we're doing when we're not really thinking about it, we've then gone into a deeper breath where the bellows, it's like a kind of accordion, are going deeper and deeper like this. And then what we're going to do is we're going to really then start to drive out with the FR. The FR is a very, very good sound. Linger, if you can, at the very end, and then breathe in. Ah, and then do a little sigh. And then just go back to some nice slow breaths, okay? Just do whatever these exercises, it's what makes you feel comfortable, okay? But that deep FR breath is a very, very good excretory breath that is very good at sort of clearing the pipework in an even deeper way. And one of the ways that I like to do that is because the breath is the very shallow relationship between the inside and the outside world, because you're doing it the most frequently. And the lungs in Chinese medicine are responsible for making the decision instantly about what gets to stay and what gets to go. But if they're only working within a limited amount of capacity, things can sort of sneak in. Okay. Whereas when you're really focusing on the exhale, it gives the lungs the opportunity to just sort of gather up, especially towards the end of the breath, sort of stuff that it's like, oh, yes, actually, whilst you're at it, I'm going to get rid of that at the same time. I'm going to do it all at once. And so it sort of tumbles in. And often you'll find that the most powerful bit, it's like the kind of the sediment at the bottom of the barrel. It's that bit right at the very end. And you'd be amazed at how much further you can go into the exhale than you realize. And if you possibly can, obviously, please take into account your own personal health issues. And if necessary, do please consult your doctor. But if you can, linger right at the end of the breath. So let me do it with you. Let's do one together. So now, as an ex-opera singer, I've got quite good lung capacity. So just go with me as far as you can. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to start going like this, which is kind of, this is going to symbolize that I'm kind of at the end of my breath and yet I'm going further. Okay. And when I get to the end of the breath, I'll go like that. And then I'm going to linger. And then I'm going to breathe in. Okay, right. So first of all, breathe in. It's quite a dynamic exercise. And what you'll notice is how much further you can go than you think you can. And secondly, how clean you feel inside. Now, don't do that exercise too often, but it's a very, very good reset. If you're feeling really stressed, it's a brilliant breathing exercise to do. Now, one of the biggest blockers for us going into deep relaxation is we're kind of led to believe that what we're supposed to do is kind of be buzzing around over here at a million miles an hour and then suddenly sitting down and meditating. Okay, because we've lost our alignment, we've lost the slowness at which the human being is actually required to go. We are supposed to align to the 24 seasonal nodes. It's slow. The energy is much slower than modern living. Modern living is so quick. So those beautiful breathing exercises are a simple way, A, to nourish the body, and B, to get yourself back into alignment, which was A. So that now takes me firmly onto C, which is the end of my ABC episode. So C is circulation. Now, circulation is this sort of unsung remedy Because one of the things about modern living is that because we've lost alignment and we're so distracted and we're going so fast, and it's not our fault, we just have to, otherwise we'd never cope, is that we may have not realised that actually the underpinning root of good health is circulation. And indeed, the World Health Organization has said that 80% of modern day illnesses are rooted in some form of compromise in the circulatory system. So if we take a few simple measures to improve our circulation, then we can improve our health. And it's not difficult to improve circulation. So how do we do it? Well, the first thing is breathing properly. So breathing is the basic circulatory process. You are breathing in and breathing out, breathing in, breathing out. You're like squeezing this concertina, which in itself is making a level of peristalsis in the body. Interestingly, in Chinese medicine, peristalsis, which is the movement of the gut, which is a huge aspect of human health, is controlled by the movement of the diaphragm, which is also controlling the breath. And that's why I went with B before C. A, because it's a really useful way to tell you A, B, C, but also because it's really healthy to know that the fundamental access point of your circulatory system sits within the diaphragm, which you're addressing by addressing B. So now what we need to do is start just gently moving the body a little bit more. Now, I touched on that in B because we talked when we started to do the breathing exercise about just doing a very gentle sway in the body. So the thing about circulation is you just need to move. That's literally all we need to do to get the circulation going. Yes, it's great to go to the gym and do like vigorous exercise and all the rest of it, which is what people do. But actually, the human body is just designed to move about. That's what we should be doing. So when we talk about doing our 10,000 steps, for example, the reality is that the 10,000 steps isn't really exercise per se, although obviously it is because you're moving. It's just what you would be doing if you were allowed to align into the general ways that human beings have existed for thousands of years. We moved around. We ambled about. We foraged for food. We hunted for food. We were nomadic. We moved from A to B to C. And even if I think back about my grandparents' time, I mean, they would walk. My grandmother would walk to go and get the food each day. My grandfather would walk to his job each day. He would walk home for lunch. She would then go for a walk in the morning, take the dog out. This is what people did. People walked to work. People just moved. Even if you were riding on horseback or in a carriage, you've been jostled about far more than you are in the comfort of, say, an Uber car or even public transport. I mean, I sit on the tube most days and yes, all right, I jiggle around a tiny bit, but not really. So the idea is that we need to get movement back into our daily lives. So the first thing is paying attention to your step count is a really simple way to start because it's there, it's on your phone, and we're aware of it. And one of the things that I said to myself at the beginning of the new year was I was going to give myself a year-long exercise in getting my step count up. I ended last year on 7,000 steps a day, which wasn't bad, but I wanted to get it to the minimum 10, and I was aiming for 12 at an absolute push because I thought, well, I don't know if I'm going to get it that high, but I'm going to give it a go. So I am, on the day of recording this, I'm at 11,800 step average. I've got a couple of months to go. So let's see if I can get it up to 12. I'm not sure. I'm going to have to do some serious walking. But the point is that what I have done is I've absolutely gone way over the 7,000 steps a day. And the simple way I've done this is by paying attention to them. I haven't really had to do anything major other than think about it and look at my diary the evening before the next day and go, when am I walking? When am I getting my steps in? What am I doing? And the answer is what I've then done is hooked into one of the best health practices there is, which is getting up first thing and getting outside into nature and going for a walk. That is always a good idea. Okay. And on the days I do that, my step count is sorted for the day and my energy is through the ceiling. But I can't always do it. Today being a case in point, because today we record, everyone's here, it's an early start. I don't really want to get up any earlier, so I have to diary it in, and I urge you to do so. So to look at your day and go, when am I moving? Not when am I going to the gym or when am I exercising, but when am I just moving around? Because if we don't diary it in, then chances are you get to the end of the day and you think, God, I haven't moved. I've just sat at my desk all day. I've just sat, I've gone from my home to my desk to a vehicle, and then I'm back home again. And actually, I haven't moved around at all. So try and factor it in as best you possibly can. And once you've got your basic movement factored into your diary, and to start with, give yourself a realistic step count. Then what we need to do is think about our whole exercise routine over the course of a week. You know, what are you doing? What stretching exercises? What cardiovascular exercises? How are you increasing that basic movement to get the circulation moving? And whilst we're on circulation, there's a couple of other easy fixes that you can do, especially if you're time poor. So, for example, taking advantage of the fact that we all have running water in our bathrooms and we all have thermostats on our showers, and therefore you can turn the shower to cold. Because using cold water therapy is a brilliant way of invigorating circulation. And last but by no means least, we can really use shaking and tapping techniques to get the circulation moving. And they only take a minute. So I always suggest to people, use the time when you would either A, boil a kettle, or B, when you're having a quick circuit break from what you're doing by going to the loo. Because most people boil a kettle at some point in the day and everyone goes to the loo. So whenever you've gone to the loo, you've washed your hands, come out of the hygienic space and give yourself a minute right there to do the circulation technique, okay? And all you want to do is either A, shake the body like this, okay? And B, you can tap the body. Now, tapping is even better than shaking because it's going to start to sort of dislodge things that get stuck in the tissues of the body because your body is full of nooks and crannies, okay? So by tapping the body, you can use your fingertips. You can use a loosely clenched fist. You can use a cupped hand. You can use the Hey You Body Tapper, which is even better because you can reach the upper back. You can use two tappers, which is even better because you can tap twice as much in the same period of time. And the way that I like to get tapping into the body is each morning, just put a piece of music on in your bath and just put on a song that you enjoy listening to and tap for a whole period of a song. And your body will thank you. You will feel instantly invigorated. It is the easiest way and the most compact way to get the circulation moving in the body. So that really is my ABC. The idea of owning your health is to give you a very, very simple way to understand alternative health. It's a system. It's not just a bit of this and a bit of that and just go, well, I've tried acupuncture and I take some supplements and blah, blah, blah. It's about insisting that what we need to do, like brushing our teeth, is some basic hygiene practices for our health hygiene, which is going to make a fundamental difference to all of the other things that we want to add in. And when you've got those basics and you can look me in the eye and go, do you know what, Katie? I do it every day without fail. Even if you're listening to this, oh, I don't really do that, then just give yourself a week. Try it for the next week until the next episode comes out and go, right, I am going to really consciously do this for an entire week and I'm going to notice how I feel. And I promise you that not only will you notice at the end of the week how good you feel, you're going to notice straight away. So try your ABC first, because once you've got those basics in place, then what we can do is start layering other health practices, which will start to go deeper into the body. But nothing's going to work if you don't have the ABC. You cannot learn to read complicated books before you've learnt your ABC and the alphabet. And that's really what we're doing here on Own Your Health. So thank you so much for joining. Let me know in the comments below if you want any extra help. Thank you for watching and listening.